Pashas Vayeshev. The first pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov Bieretz Megurei Oviv. And Yaakov sat in his father's place, Bieretz Kenan, in the land of Canaan. And the question they ask is, like if the pasuk says that Yaakov went to live Bieretz Megurei Oviv, in the land where his father was living, where Yitzchak Avinu was living, we know already Yitzchak was living in Eretz Yisrael near Hebron. So what does the pasuk have to say, the Eretz Canaan, in the land of Eretz Yisrael? And before Shem want to answer, the Ber Moshe wants to say, like it's Merumis in the Medrash Rabbah, that says that really was bothering Yaakov two things. Yaakov was afraid of Esav because Esav had two schusim. First of all, Esav was living near his father. He was able to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim. And secondly, Esav was living in Eretz Yisrael. He was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Yaakov had to go to Beis Lovin, he was away from his father's house for 20 years, and he was outside Eretz Yisrael, so it was bothering Yaakov. Now when Yaakov returned and came back to Eretz Megurei Oviv, and Esav Harosha left and went to Eretz Seir, so now Yaakov had two gains. First of all, he went to Eretz Megurei Oviv, means he went to the land where his father was living, so now he could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim. And secondly, he went to Eretz Canaan, means he's living in Eretz Yisrael now. Now he has the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, now Yaakov was a little bit satisfied. And like that's why it's good, the Medrash, that Rashi brings down on the word of Vayeshev. That Rashi brings down the famous Medrash that says, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev V'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to have an easy life. Is Kofatz Olav Rogzel Shor Yosef. So now it started all the problems with his son Yosef. And it says that tzadikim vakshim lesha b'shalva. In other words, the tzadikim want to have an easy life on this world. Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the tzadikim to Yaakov. Lo dayin le tzadikim asher mesukun lehem le'olam haba. Isn't it enough that you're going to have a tremendous life in olam haba? Ela shem vakshim lesha b'shalva b'olam hazeh. That you also want to have it easy in this world? So since Yaakov wanted to have it easy, that's why now came the problems with Yosef. And the reason why Yaakov now wanted to take it easy is like we're saying, because now Yaakov came back to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Avim, and now he's living in Eretz Yisrael. It's like now he wasn't so afraid of Esav anymore, so therefore now it's why Yosef, he wanted to take it easy. Now on this Medrash Rabbah, that Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, and Hashem said it's not such a good thing, to before Shemuel asked that really there's a Gemara in Hurrius that says, a Gemara in Hurrius and Daf Yudah Medbei that says a Loshen, Oto Tzadiki Yachli Treyalma Misani Lu. Like, is there anything wrong if Tzadikim have two worlds? In other words, there are Tzadikim that are Zeuchel L'Shtei Olamos. They have a good life in Olam Hazeh on this world, and they have a good Olam Habo. And Rashi says there, Misnuyahu Lehem L'Tzadikim Sheichtem Shnei Olamim. Like, it's okay, like the Gemara is saying, what's so wrong with tzaddikim? Have it good on this world and on next world. So if that's a good midah, what was so wrong about Yaakov that Bikesh Leishav B'Shalva? And they all speak out, of course, when Yaakov wanted to take it easy, it didn't mean he just wanted to endure life. It means he wanted to have the life of a tremendous Talmid Chacham, not to have any worries, not to worry about Panosa, not to have any loving around him, bothering him, just be able to sit down and learn B'Shalva peacefully and do the mitzvahs and do what Hashem wants. Like, so what was so wrong about that? L'chura, that's the wish of every Jew, to be able just to take it easy and to do the mitzvahs. Like we know, Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years straight in Shem Vavir. He didn't sleep at night. So for sure now, when he wanted to take it easy, it wasn't just dumb enjoyment. He wanted to be able to sit and learn and do mitzvahs, b'shalva. So what was so wrong about it? And the Sefer Ori Yoyel says a tremendous pshat. He wants to say the taina on Yaakov was, it says a lashon of, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev b'shalva. Yaakov was looking, he was Bikesh, he was looking in order to have an easier life. In other words, the way he was right now, he wasn't happy. He felt things aren't easy enough. He wanted to look to have an easier life. True, he wanted to have it easier in order to be able to sit and learn and do mitzvahs and do the Ratzon Hashem. But the taina was, the complaint against him was, why aren't you satisfied in the matziv, in the situation that you're in right now? In other words, in any situation that a person is in, even if things are hard, you don't have enough money, you have problems, but who put you in that situation? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem put you in that situation. It's an Nisoyin, Hashem is testing you. And in every situation that a person is in, you have to use up that situation and do the best you could in that matziv. Do the best avodah, the best mitzvah you could then. Like, people are not supposed to think and say, now things are too hard. Now I have too much bothers in my mind. I can't go to learn now. Now it's too hard. Maybe next month things will be easy. I'll have time to go learn. Now things are just too hard in business. I have no time. I have no time to do any mitzvahs right now. Later on, when things will be easier, then I'll do mitzvahs. No, a person's not supposed to think that way. Who made things hard for you right now? Who gave you all these bodies? It's Hashem that put you in that matziv, in this situation. And Hashem wants you in every single situation that you're in to do your uttermost, to do the avodah then. Like, that's all part of the test. So true, if Hashem gives the tzaddikim two worlds, He makes it easier for you in this world, and you'll have Olam Haba, that's the Gemara in Hurrius. Avada, it's a good thing. Halavai, everybody should have like that. Should have an easy life in order to do mitzvahs. But just if Hashem doesn't give it to you, you can't complain and say a lashon of Bikesh. Avada by Yaakov, he wasn't complaining. But it was a little bit of a complaint against Yaakov for his great madregum that Bikesh, why do you want to look to have it easier? He should have felt, in any situation that I'm in right now, I have to do the best I could, and it's only a test for me. Like the Torah, Devei Eliyahu says, that if a person does one mitzvah b'tzar when it's hard for him to do it, and still he does it, he gets more reward than doing 100 mitzvahs when it's easier. In other words, the harder the avodah is, the more we gain from it. The more we win the Nisoyin, the more we teach ourselves, we melamed ourselves how to do the mitzvahs. Like the Mashgiach Rabbi Ruchem explains in the Pasha before that Yaakov Avinu told Esav, Im lovon garati. And Rashi brings down that he meant to say, the Taryag mitzvahs shamarti. I did all Taryag mitzvahs. So the question is, if Yaakov wants to tell Esav that he did the Taryag mitzvahs, why does he have to put in the fact that he lived with Lovin? Like the Chordat Sestira, Lovin, the Russia Lovin, wanted to stop him from doing the Taryag Mitzvahs. So if he wanted to tell Esav that he did the Taryag Mitzvahs, he should have said he did them, not in a Lashon of in Lovin Garati. And he explains, really like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, that Yovoy Lovin, the Yoyed B'Yakov Shlenech Shadal HaGezel. We want to have proof that Yaakov was not over the Aveira of stealing of Gezel. Let Lovin come and say Edus. Let him prove that that Yaakov didn't do any Gezel. And the pshat is that it's only through the life that Yaakov had with Lovin, that Lovin wanted to trick him and rob him so much, that he was able to learn and stand out and not steal. That's how he's mitzaref himself. He made himself pure in this mitzvah of Gezel. In other words, when you go through hardships, and you stand through it, and you do the mitzvahs, that's really cool doing the Taryag mitzvahs. So when Yaakov wanted to tell Esav that, be careful for me, don't start up with me, I have tremendous chusim now that I dig the Taryag mitzvahs, he said, you know how I did them? In love and garti, even though I was with this Russia Lovin that bothered me and tricked me and helped and was so hard for me, still I did the mitzvahs, that's cool doing the mitzvahs. So therefore I have tremendous chusim now, Esav, stay away from me. And this is the Indian why all the others had tremendous tests, like it's brought down by Avraham Avinu, the 10 Nisyonis he had, that finally Hashem tested him with the Akedah to bring his own son. Why did Hashem do this? Because that's the way a person becomes greater. If he could withstand the Nisoyin, he steigs ice from this, he becomes greater. So true, if Hashem gives you an easy life, you have to be happy and appreciate it, and sometimes Tzadikim do get two good lives. But just, if you don't have it so easy, if things are hard, you shouldn't complain to say you're not happy now, you'd rather it be better. No, you have to realize every single situation Hashem is putting you through, and there's something to learn from it, there's something to gain from it, and sometimes you gain much, much more when things are harder than you gain when it's easier. Like I once heard over from the Mashgiach, Reb Nosson in Lakewood, that he said when he was a bachur, he used to learn in the Mir Yeshiva. He said at that time it was very hard for him to learn there, and it was very hard to daven there. It wasn't such a geshmak as sviva. He had to work hard to daven and to learn there. But he said, one zman he went to learn the yeshiva of Kelim. He said, there everything was so easy. The davening was so good there. It was so easy to daven. The learning was so good. Everything was so geschmack. And he says over by himself, if he wants to know now from which part of his life did he gain more, he said he gained much more learning when he was in the yeshiva Samir than he was in the yeshiva from Kelim. Because when things are too easy for you, you don't gain from it so much. It comes easy, it leaves easy. Mashenkin, the time that it's hard for you to learn. If you're in a hard yeshiva, you have to work hard to learn. You have to work on yourself. The more you work on yourself, the more you gain, the more you'll keep it. Then Pasuk Bey says, Eile told us Yaakov, like these are the children of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvayas Reshono, Yosef was 17 years old, Hayuroye Sochiv Batsoin, Vunar es b'nei biluv es b'nei zulfo nishayoviv, v'yove Yosef es dibosom roa el avihem. So it says that he was feeding the flocks with his brother, and he was a nar, and he was playing, he was friendly with the b'nei bilo and b'nei zulfo, and then it says, v'yove Yosef es dibosom roa el avihem, that Yosef told like Lashon Hara on his brothers, gave the bad reports to his father. And Rashi brings down two pshatim. What does it mean? Elo todos Yaakov. One pshat Rashi says todos means all the settlements, what happened to him until he finally settled down. So that was because of Yosef that went down to Mitzrayim, that eventually Yaakov also settled in Mitzrayim. Second pshat Rashi says is, what is it called? Elo todos Yaakov, the children of Yaakov Yosef, i.e. had Yud Bei Shvatim. The pshat is, his special son was Yosef. And Rashi brings down three reasons why. That the main purpose why Yaakov worked by Lovin was to get Rachel, which was Yosef's mother. That the appearance of Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov Avinu. And also, whatever happened, the same thing that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Zen nistam v'zen nistam. So just like he was hated, he was hated. Just like Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, who had in the Yach Yosef wanted to kill Yosef. And the pshat from this, the Michtav Meliyol speaks out Bariches, which means like Yaakov Avinu saw clearly the Hemshech of Yaakov went into his son Yosef. Like Yukna means he took over his Midos, he took over the Midos of Emes, to become the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam, that Yosef was able to hold himself back and not to do the Averis, like we'll see later on, was only because he had the Torah of his father Yaakov, he had the Midah of Emes of Yaakov, and that's how Yosef became to be the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. And all the Koiches that Yaakov had, he put mainly into Yosef, like he saw Yosef was something special. That's why the Pasuk calls what's the Toldos of Yaakov is called Yosef. Now in the same Pasuk, it says that two things bad about Yosef. There were two like Averis here, two bad things Yosef did. First of all, the Pasuk says, for who now he was a child. And Rashi brings down, what does it mean he was a nar? He did like foolish things, like what a kid does. Misak and Besara, he was like combing his hair. He was playing around with his hair. Mimash Mashbenev, making his eyes look nice. So Rashi says, Kedesh Yeniri Yofa, in order to make him look beautiful. In other words, really, he didn't have to do this. Like, Yosef was beautiful already. Like Rashi just brought down, Yosef looked like his father, and we know the Chazal say that Yaakov had the beautiful, the Yofi shel Adam Arishon. That just like Adam Arishon, the first one to be born was Yofi, who had then Yaakov had that same Yofi, and some said the Pshat is like we spoke out, that Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin the Chet of Adam Arishon, but I call upon him Yosef without doing this was also Yofa. So it wasn't necessary for him to make himself, to make his hair nice, and to play with his eyes. The second thing wrong that the Pasuk says is, that as the Bosom Ru'a Leviyim, that Yosef, like spoke Lashon Hara, said the bad things that his brothers were doing, told to his father. So Rashi says that, Kol Rosh or Yeroya B'yochef, and it's the bad that he saw in his brothers, that B'nei Leah, the brothers means of the children of Leah, he told over to his father. And Rashi says there are three things that he told over. First of all, he said, They were eating the meat of an animal before they shechted it, just ever a piece of meat from a chai. They weren't nice to the children of Bila and Zilpah. They called them rather avodim. And thirdly, they were choshed with arroyos to live with other ladies. And Rashi brings down over shloshtem laka, and Yosef got back punished for these three things. Vayishkatu sirizim b'mechirosoi v'loyachalu chai. It says that by Yosef, when they wanted to sell him, so they're afraid, what could they tell the father? So it says that vayishkatu, they shechted the sirizim, and they didn't just cut it up alive. V'yaldibar shesipra leim shekeru lachem avodim, that Yosef said they were calling their brothers avodim, leved nimka Yosef. Yosef was sold for a slave. V'yalaroyish shesipra leim, that he said they were choshed to live with other ladies, is vatisa eshes adoinov, Yosef had to go through the tremendous nisoyin of eshes Potiphera. And the Farshim asked the question, like, really, how did Yosef do this? How did Yosef speak lashon hara about his brothers? Like, the question is, b'manoshoch, if the brothers really did these bad things, so then Yosef was right to tell his father, he did it lishmo, that his father should tell the brothers to stop doing the averus, then why does the pasuk say it was a complaint against Yosef? Elamai, the brothers did not do it, so why did Yosef just say lashon hara? So we're not going to go into it, but the kids of the Farshim speak out that what really happened was Yosef thought they were really doing the averus. That's why Yosef told his father. But it was wrong because Lamaisa, they didn't do these averus. And since they didn't do it, therefore Yosef shouldn't have told over to his father. Therefore he got punished for these three things, mida keneged mida. That just like he was cheshed them for arroyos, he had to go through a test of arroyos. Just like he called them avodim, he spoke that they said avodim, he was sold for an evid. So these two things we could understand. That Yosef wanted to be choshed them, so Hashem paid him back, mida keneged mida. But what's hard to understand is the first thing, that Yosef was choshed them, that they ate Avim and Achai, so it says, the pasuk says that when they sold Yosef, so how did they go home and tell the father? So the pasuk says, vayichu es ksoinis Yosef, they took Yosef's clothing, vayishchatu sirizim, and they shechted, they made a shechita on a sirizim, on a young goat, and they dipped the ketones, his clothing, into the blood. So the Bidashin, it says, vayishchatu, they didn't just rip it open and eat Eva Menachai, but rather vayishchatu, that they shechted the sirizim. So the question is, how is this an einish? How is this a punishment, midi keneged mida? From the fact that that Yosef was choshed in favor of Menachai, now when they went to dip his clothing into the blood, they didn't make an Eva Menachai there, but they made a Shechita. How was that a punishment to Yosef? Like, where's the Midah Keneged Midah? Like, we're not talking about over there the punishment that they sold Yosef for a slave. That Rashi said already, that Yosef was choshed them to call them Avodim, for that he got back the punishment he was sold for a slave. But now for the fact that he was choshed them feeding Eva Menachai, what's the Midah Keneged Midah, the fact that they made a Shechita there, that wasn't any Einish, that didn't make one bit of a difference to what if they would dip the Ksoinus of Yosef into the blood of Eva Menachai, or they would dip the blood into a Shechita? Like, what's the difference? Where's the punishment back to Yosef? So B'chaim Shmulevitz Itzal wants to explain that the Inyan, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, Mida keneged mida usually means the same thing that we do wrong, Hashem punishes back with, it's for a purpose. Is that we should learn out from the punishment what we did wrong. That's the purpose of a punishment. It's not that Hashem wants to be mean to us to give us a punishment, but it's only through the punishment we learn that we did something wrong, and we learn now to do the right way. So if we see we're punished in the same thing we did wrong, it comes to teach us that we did wrong is wrong, and now we're not going to do it anymore. And he said, that's the pshat also, in the parsha of Shlach Lecho Anoshim, by the Meraglim, that Rashi says, why does it say the parsha of Shlach Lecho, right after the parsha of Miriam, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and Hashem made her a Metzora, is because these Rishoyim, the Meraglim, did not learn out from Miriam, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and she got a punished back from it. So these Meraglim should have learned out from Miriam not to talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, even though the punishment was done to Miriam, not to them, So what does the punishment have to do with the Meraglim? The Pshat is like we're saying, that the reason when Hashem punished Miriam, it wasn't only a punishment to Miriam. It was that we should learn out from this not to do the Ra, not to speak Lashon Hara. So it was a taina on the Meraglim. How come they didn't learn out from Miriam's punishment not to talk Lashon Hara? So we hear also by Yosef. Yosef was saying now did these three things wrong. He was choshed his brothers that they were doing three averis. So Hashem wanted to punish him, like show him that he was wrong. That he thought that they were doing wrong, they really weren't. So that he thought that they were calling them as slaves, he was sold for a slave himself to teach him that you did something wrong about a slave. That you choshed them, they did arroyos, Hashem punished you back, you had to go through the nesoyin of arroyos to show you that you were wrong when you were choshed them. Now here also, you were choshed, you thought your brothers were eating Eva Menachai, they were eating meat, not through a shechita. So Hashem showed Yosef, you're wrong, your brothers were not choshed, were not doing that. That here, even b'shas kilkul, b'shas your brothers are going to sell you, to do something wrong to you, still they were nizah, they were very careful not to just tear the animal and eat the meat, but rather to make a shechita. That's why the pasuk says, Vayishchatu sirizim, that even b'shas, when they're doing this kukul of selling you, this avera of Evim and Achai, they never did. They were makbid even to shech the animal first. So from this, Yosef learned out that he was choshed them, he was wrong. That's the tatnas, that's the purpose of a punishment. Not just the mean, not just the harm of it, but what we learn out from it. That's also pshat that the Gemara says in Brachis and of Yud Beis and Mid Beis that kol oisa avera umizbayish boy umoichlin loya kol avinoisef. If somebody does an avera, does something wrong, and afterwards he realizes that he did it wrong and he's embarrassed about it, so the Gemara says umoichlin loya kol avinoisef. He's forgiven on all his averas. And the Miri there says it doesn't really mean on all his averas. It means on this one avera. He has his forgiveness, he doesn't have to have a punishment. And the pshat is because the purpose why Hashem gives the punishment is to make you realize you did something wrong. And if the person himself realizes that he did something wrong, he's mizbayish, he's embarrassed that he did the avera, so therefore he doesn't need the einish anymore, he has his kapara right away. Then Pasuk Gimel says, the Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonov kiven tekunim huloi. That Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, loved Yosef from all his sons, because he was ben zekunu moloi, he was the one born to him in old age, v'yosa loik soynes pasim, and he made for him a special garment. And Rashi brings down, mi ben zekunam, Rashi brings down, shenodad lo liyeze knosa, he was born to him when he was old, v'yuntlus tirgam, the yuntlus says, bar chakim hulei, he was his smart son. That means kol ma she'lomad mishem ve'ever mosaloi. All the special Torah that Yaakov learned from Shem ve'ever, he gave over to his son Yosef. That's the pshat ben zekunim aloi ba'chakim hulei. He was a smart son. He took over that Torah. Like we already explained, that was a special Torah to live, to remain a Jew, even though you're amongst the goyim. And for sure, this applied to Yosef, that he had the hardest life amongst the goyim. He lived in Mitzrayim, and still he remained Yosef HaTzadik. That was only because Yaakov Avinu gave over that Chochmah of Shem Ve'ever to Yosef. Tavracha Rashi says, O Yeziv Ikoinan Shaloi Daimeloi, like we said before, his appearance was like Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the reason why Yaakov loved Yosef was because he saw he was the one to take over to be Mamshach Klal Yisrael. He saw something special in his son Yosef. Now, Agav, the Chofetz Chaim speaks out here, like we're saying now, that the special son of Yaakov was Yosef. He was the Amshach of Klal Yisrael. And really, we always say, whatever happened to the Yovis is a similar Doros, it was happening to us also. And he says, just like you read through this parsha of Yosef, all the hardships he went through, the brothers sold him, he went out to Mitzrayim, and if you look at every little thing, it was very hard on him. But what came out, the outcome is, we saw, this was the kiyum of the Chalemos, that he had his dream, and this was the way it was kept, the dream, that Yosef became the Melech in Mitzrayim, and he was the one that fed the whole Klal Yisrael. the whole nation then. So what we learn out from this is, even though at times things are hard, but the end is, whatever Hashem did to Yosef, it was only for the good, like we'll see later on. And the same thing is happening thus throughout the Klal Yisrael, even though there are hard times now for Klal Yisrael, things look very bad. But I call upon him, there's a Pasuk in Yishayo, then Pasuk Perek Yud Gimel that says, V'yomata b'yomahu, oy d'cho Hashem ki enough to be. It's going to come a time by Yemos HaMashiach where we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the hardships that He gave us. At the end, we're going to realize that all the hardships we went through was only for our own sake, for the good of our nation, and that's why we're able to keep Klal Yisrael together, and that's why Mitzvah Hashem will be zeichet to have Mashiach. Then the Pasuk says, Vayiru Echov, ki yoysa yohav avihem, mikol Echov, vayisnu oysa v'lo yochlu davru l'sholem. That the brothers saw the way the father loved Yosef more than them, Pasha, they were jealous, but the Pasuk says, Vayisnu oysa, they hated him, but it says, v'lo yochlu davru l'sholem. They could not talk to him in peace, and Rashi says that mitoich, Ginusam lomadlu shivcham. Even though we're talking about the bad about the brothers, that they hated their brother, but still we see something good about them. Sheloi dibru achas bepev yachas beleiv. They did not talk one way in their heart and one way with their mouth. In other words, the way they felt, that's the way they spoke. Now that they hated their brother, they didn't want to be a phony and talk to him nicely. That's a good midah of not to be echad bepev yachad beleiv. But whatever you say should always be the truth, your true feelings, that's the way you should speak out. And then Yosef tells over his two dreams to his brothers. Now in the first dream he said, V'hini anachnu ma'alma ma'alumim, I'm bundling the bundles of wheat, of tfua, in the middle of the field, and my bundle stood up, and all your bundles bow down to my bundle. So the brothers answered back and said, V'yomru lo yechav ha'molach timlech leinu, are you going to rule over us? And the Pasuk ends off, Vayesifu oit senoy oisai. They hated him even more. Al chalamoisa v'yadavaruf. And then he said a second dream that the stars and the sun and the moon were bowing down to me. And it says, Vayesapu re'aloviv v'yalochiv, that Yosef told his two dreams to his father and his brother. Vayiga bayoviv v'yoymeloi mo'ach loy mazera shechalomto. Me and my wife, your mother and your brothers will come and bow down to you. And the Pasuk ends off that Vayikanu voy echov, that his brothers were jealous of him. V'oviv shomares adover, but his father watched this thing. Now the Beis Halevi is medayik, after the first dream, the brothers said Vayisnu oisai, that they just hated him. It says a lashon of Vayesifu oitznoi oisai, they added to the hatred. It doesn't say they were jealous of him. By the second dream it says, Vayikanu voy echov, that now the brothers were jealous. What was the difference between the first dream and the second dream? So he says the first dream, the Alumasi, is the Pshat, the Inyan of Panosa, like these bundles of wheat that Yosef was telling them, that all your Panosa is going to come through me. I'm the one that's going to be very rich, like it happened in Mitzrayim. I'm the one that's going to have all the food, and you're all going to have to come on to me to get food from me. So the inyan of being rich, the Beis Levi says, that's not really a meed in the person himself. That doesn't make the person greater, the fact that you have more money or not. So therefore the brothers weren't really jealous of him. They just hated him because for this dream, for this thought that Joseph had, that they're going to have to come on to him. By the second dream, though, that he said about the Shemesh, the Yerech, and the Kechovim, that's already things that's in Shemayim, that's Ruchnius. That here Yosef was saying he's even greater than them, his ruchnius, he's a bigger tzaddik than them. And that's what here it says, Mishtachavim li, like now they're going to bow down to me, because this is something great about me. If I'm a bigger tzaddik, I have more ruchnius, that means me, Yosef, I'm greater, and therefore you have to bow down to me. Whereas in the first dream it doesn't say they bow down to Yosef, it just says their bundles bow down to his bundle. But over here when we're talking about ruchnius, that's a thing in the person itself. So here the brothers were jealous. Like if you say you're greater than us, for that we're jealous of you, that well, how come you think you're greater than we are? Now the reason why Yosef told over both dreams to his brother, like even though we saw after the first dream they just hated him more, so why do you have to build up the hatred, the kinah, Why did he tell over the second dream? And the Pshat Meforshim say is that really was like one dream. Like it says by Paro, the reason why he had two dreams is to show that it's going to happen very fast. Here also, Yosef was telling them, it's not going to be too long from now that I'm going to be the king. You'll see that the dream is going to come true. Now even though the Pasuk says, Vayigar by Oviv, that his father like was angry at him, it doesn't really mean that his father didn't believe the dream. Because the Pasuk right away says, Vi'oviv shomar es hadover. And Rashi says, what does it mean, shomar es hadover? He was watching this thing. Rashi says, ho yamamtin umetzape mosa yovai. Yaakov Avinu was waiting and hoping, when is it going to come, this dream, that Yosef is going to be the melech. So in other words, Yaakov did believe in the dream, and he was waiting for it. So the Yigar boy just means like he was keeping him quiet, like as if to say, don't make hatred between the brothers. Let there be peace here. Don't have to tell over your dreams to them. But really, Yaakov was Shomer Es Hadover. He was watching this thing. And I once heard over a kasha from Shneur Kotler Zatzal that said like this, like the prophet. All right, turn over. Like, why does the Pasuk say the Loshin, the Aviv Shomer Es Hadover, his father was watching the thing? It should have said, the Ovav Shomer Ladover. Like Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see if this thing would come true. Should have said, Shomer Ladover. He was watching to see if it would come true. Why does it say, Shomer Es Hadover? And he wants to explain like this, that now Yaakov Avinu, he believed these dreams. In other words, he saw Taka that his son Yosef was the big tzaddik, and he's going to be the king. And like up until now, he's saying Yaakov Avinu gave over all his chokhmah of Torah to Yosef. Thus he held Yosef was his most chashuv son. So that's the pshat, Shomer Es Hadover. He had such a tremendous, precious son here. He was watching Es Hadover, he was watching his son. Like he saw that all the effort he put into his son was worth it. That he's the one that's going to be the king. He's the one that's going to have more ruchnis. So Shomer Es Hadover means he put all his koichis into this dover, into his son Yosef, in order that it should be able to come true, the dreams. And then the Psukim after Sheni talked to where Yaakov told Yosef to go visit his brothers, that V'yomeloi lech nor rei yeshloim achecho v'yeshloim atzoin v'ashiveni dover, come and return me, tell me how they are doing, v'yeshlocheyu me'emek chevron v'yavoy yishchema. And he sent them me'emek chevron to go to Shchema. So Rashi brings down, what does it mean me'emek chevron? Rashi asks, v'loi chevron behor, chevron was on top of a mountain. So what do you mean, Me'emek Chevron, from the valley of Chevron? So Rashi says, like the Medrash Rabbe says, Ela Me'etzo Amuke Shaloi Se Tzadik. This was from Avraham Avinu's Eitzo. Lekaya Mashinema Li Avraham Ben Absorim. Ki Ger Yezarecho. That there was a Gzera, Hashem told Avraham Avinu that your children will be a Ger in Eretz in Mitzrayim 400 years. And this is the beginning of it now, with the Maisav of Yosef. So like we said before, even though every part of the story looks bad, right now the Mechira looks very bad, but if you look at the end, it was all for the good. It all came out that Yosef would be the king, would be the Mefarnes of the whole nation. So the Pasuk says later that when Yosef came to the brothers, so Vayiru Oisai Merochoik, the brothers saw him from far, Uvaterem Yikro Aleihem, Vayisnaklu Oisai Lamisai. They decided to go and kill him. And the next pasuk says, "Va'yomru ish shalachiv hinei balach loymas al zebo." Our brother, the dreamer, is coming. V'yata luchu v'nargeyu. Let's go and kill him. V'nashlicheyu be'achar haberes v'yomarnu chayru achalosu. And we'll tell our father that a wild animal killed him. V'nira ma'yio chalamoysev. And then we'll see what's going to be with his dreams. So now, all the Mefarshim asked the question, like, what right did the brothers have to go and kill the brother? For what chet did they think that Yosef did, that they have a right to kill him? And really, the Pasuk says, V'nira ma'yil chalamoysev. That was the main purpose why they wanted to kill him. So you have to say, let's see what's going to be with his dream. And this is the way the Sepurna says, that the Sepurna says, V'nira ma'yil chalamoysev, like, let's see what's going to be with his dream. Ha'chalaymo she'shipa she'siper. That Yosef told us the dreams that he's going to become great. He's going to be the king over us. Now we'll prove with him, though, that your dream was a false. Chiyala v'toyu, it'll go for waste. V'yoyvdu b'lo kiyim, and it'll be without a kiyim. So in other words, the reason why the brothers wanted to kill him was to mevatel the chalim. That Yosef said he's going to be the king over them, and they thought it wasn't right. So some of Farshim learned that they held Yosef was a merid b'malchus. That really the malchus belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Yosef didn't have a right to take it. And if you're married, you go against the king, for that you chayiv misa. Other mafarshim learn a little bit deeper than that, that the pshat is that when Yosef said he's going to be the melech over them, and they're going to bow down to him, it's as if to say Yosef wanted to push them away from Klal Yisrael. Like we see what happened by the Yovis was that Avraham Avinu had two children. Avraham Avinu had Yitzchak and had Yishmael. Yishmael was pushed away, was not the chelik of Klal Yisrael, just Yitzchak took over. Yitzchak had two children. Yitzchak had Esav and Yaakov. Esav was pushed away from Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov took over Klal Yisrael. Now when Yaakov had the 12 Shvatim, the Shvatim were afraid. They thought that this dream was saying that we're going to have to bow down to Yosef, as if to say, Yosef is going to be the Hamshach of Klal Yisrael, Yosef's children will be Klal Yisrael, and we're going to be pushed away. We're not going to be part of Klal Yisrael. So for that, the brothers thought they have a right to kill Yosef in order that they should remain to be part of Klal Yisrael, not to be pushed out of Klal Yisrael. That's what they said. Let's see what's going to be with your dream. Like according to your dream, we're going to be pushed out of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be the Hamshacha. Let's see if it's true or not. If we go and kill you now, you can't be the Hamshacha of Klal Yisrael. So it's going to have to be that we're going to be the Hamshacha. We're going to be the future Klal Yisrael. So it's kedai to kill Yosef in order that we should remain to be the Chelek of Klal Yisrael. Then the Pasuk Chof Aleph says that Vayishma Ruvein Vayatileu Miyodam. Reuven heard what was going on, and he went to save his brother. We should not kill him. Don't kill him, but rather just let's throw him into this big pit. But we should not directly kill him. And the Pasuk says, after Shlishi, Chavdalid, they took Yosef, Yashlichu, Oisai HaBoiro. As they listened to Shimon, and they threw him into the pit. And the pit was empty, there was no water. And Rashi brings down, don't we know that it was empty, the bor rake was empty, there was no water there. So Rashi brings down from the Medrash Rabbah, that ma tamaloy main boy moyim, mayim main boy, avunachoshim v'yakravim yesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions were in the bor. So the question is, how did Reuven want to save Yosef? Like, what's the difference if they would take him and kill him directly, or they would throw him into this pit that had scorpions there? Like our Pipashtrits, the scorpions were supposed to bite him and kill him. So how was this called? Vayatileu miyodam, that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. And the Briskerov once explained here, like it says, the mice in the Gemara and Brochon on the Lamed Gimel, that there was once a wild snake that was killing people. So it says they told Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and he went and he put his foot on top of the hole where the snake was, and when the snake went to bite Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the snake died. And the Gemara says that we learn out from here that it's not the akrovim that kill you, but rather it's the chet, it's the aveira that kills you. And if the person did not do a chet like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the snake cannot kill you. So here also, Reuven thought like this, that if Yosef was really a tzaddik and did not deserve to be killed, so then for sure these akrovim cannot go and kill Yosef. So therefore that's the way he saved him. Rather than we going and kill him directly, let's throw him into this boar and see that if the akrovim kill him, that means he deserved to be killed. Then we're right. But if the akrovim do not bite him, do not kill him, then it's a proof that Yosef is a tzaddik and he did not deserve to be killed. Now the Medrash Rabbah here says on the Pasuk Vayishma Reuven, Reuven heard, to the Heichen Hoye, where was he? Mashma, at the beginning when the brothers made up to kill him, he wasn't there. Later Reuven came and heard. So the Medrash says that Omar Reuven, Reuven said like this, Humayna Oisei Yemachai, Yosef did me a favor, he counted me, he included me with the other Shvatim. V'yene Matziloi, shouldn't I go now and save him? What does that mean? Ani Hoisei Sovo Shenidachti Mikoyach Oisei Maisa. As Reuven thought that since he did the Avera with the Maisa Bilhom, that he took the bed and put it out of his father's house, So he thought because of that Avera, Reuven was thrown out, would not be one of the Shvatim. But for whom I know I see a machai. But Yosef said no, Shinema v'yechodos k'chovim shtachavim li. That Yosef said the 11 stars are going to bow down to me. In other words, all the Shvatim, 11 of them, including Reuven. So in other words, Reuven saw now that Yosef included me in the Shvatim. So Reuven had a hakoras hatoiv. He felt good. He felt he had to pay something back to Yosef. So that's why now he went to save him. The Chaim Shmuel Levis talks about this, the union of hakoras hatoiv, that Reuven saw that Yosef did him a favor, even though the chaloim wasn't for the purpose of Reuven, it was for the purpose of Yosef, but because of the chaloim, Reuven understood that he was still part of the Shvatim, so he figured he owes something back to Yosef. Therefore he went to save him. However, the saving of the Pshato, he didn't really decide, he does not have a Chiv Misa. Like we said already, all the Shvatim paskenois that Yosef has a Chiv Misa. Now Reuven did not retract from that Psak Din. He also still held that he had the Chiv Misa. But he just thought because of that Koras HaTayv that Yosef did to me, the good that he did to me, I have to give a Koras HaTayv back to him, and I have to at least give him a chance, like we just said from the Brisker Rav, to prove it, to see if it's really Chiv Misa or not. Those will throw him into the bar, and we'll see if the Akrovim are going to go and kill him or not. If they don't kill him, is the pshat, he doesn't deserve Misa. If they do kill him, he deserves it. So that's the way Reuven went to save him at least a little bit. And now this talk of the Medrash says that Elo have a Yoda. If Reuven would have known that in the Torah it's writing, Vayishma Reuven vayatileu miyodam, that Reuven is going to save him, the Medrash says, Hoyomakivo yalksefer mavili yoviv. As if Reuven would have known that the Torah is going to write down this action, that Reuven went to save him, so then Reuven for sure would have taken Yosef, put him on his shoulders, and brought him right back to his father. So what's Pshat in this Medrash? So the Pshat is like this. That now that the Torah writes, that Vayishma Reuven v'yatzilehu miyodam, means really Yosef deserves to be saved. In other words, really the Torah wanted Yosef to be saved. So this pasuk is telling us that Yosef did not do the averus. He was not moitzi divara lebatolam. He didn't stam say lashon hara on them. So the pasuk is saying Yosef does not have a chiyuv misa. So if Reuven would have realized this, that Yosef really doesn't have a chiyuv misa, Reuven himself would have picked up Yosef and carried him back home. But the problem was Reuven did not understand this yet. He did not retract the psak. He was still holding by the way the brothers thought, that Yosef does have a Chiv Misa, and they only really retracted later at the end when Yosef revealed himself and said to them, Ani Yosef Oidavi Chai, like we'll talk about it later on in the next parshas. Then Pesach Chavovich says, Vayoyme Yehuda Elochiv, and Yehuda told his brothers, Ma Betza Kinaro Yesachinu, what are we going to gain if we kill our brother? Vechisinu Asdomai, and we're going to have to cover up his blood. So Rashi says, Ma'betza means ma'momen, ketagume, what are we going to gain? What value will we gain? Then the chisinu as dome means v'nalem es misosoy. We're going to have to hide his death. So the question is, why did Yehuda change his mind now and say we should save him? Like we said already, all the Shvatim got together and paskenos the halacha is that they have to kill Yosef. So if so, why did Yehuda change his mind now and say not to kill him? And really the Medrash says, there's a Medrash that says, there's the question, why was Yehuda Zoicha to have Malchus? We know Malchus came out of Shevet Yehuda, and the Medrash, really it's a Tosefta in the Gemara and Brochus that says, Mifnei Shehitzel Ochev Min Amisa, because Yehuda saved Yosef, Shenema V'yoyme Yehuda Ma'betze Kinar Yesachinu, V'chisinu Asdomai. So the question is, what does this have to do with the fact that Yehuda was Zoicha with Malchus? And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz wants to explain like this, that the reason why Yehuda retracted now and said not to kill him wasn't because he felt he didn't have a Chiv Misa, was rather like the Pasuk ends off and says, V'chisinu es domai. In other words, even though we hold he should be killed, but how in the world are we going to go back and tell our father that we killed him? We just can't do that. We just can't tell our father Yaakov that we killed him. Yaakov would never understand this. And therefore, v'chisinu's doma, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to cover up the blood. So that Yehuda couldn't take. Yehuda was a bal achrayis. He felt an obligation to take care of things. And if he knew that he wouldn't be able to take care of this, by telling it to his father. The achrayus was too great upon him. He figured even though Yosef has a chiyuv misum, but we don't have the right to kill him, because we're not going to have the achrayus to go tell our father. We're going to have to hide it from our father. It's not kedai to kill him. And that's the yisoid of a melech. A melech is a pshat, is he has achrayus for the people. He takes care of his obligation of the people. If a person is a big baal achrayus, b'schus zeh, he could be a melech. And then after the psukim talk about the way they sold Yosef, says Vayavru Anoshim Midyonim Soichabim Vayimshuchu Vayalu as Yosef Minabor. They brought Yosef up from the bor Vayimkru as Yosef La Yishmaelim, and they sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim Vayesrim Kosa for 20 Kosa. Vayaviyu as Yosef Mitroima. Then the pasuk Choftes says Vayoshav Ruvain El Habor Vini and Yosef Babor Vayikras Begod. Then Ruvain returned to look where Yosef was, and he saw he wasn't in the bor, so he thought he was killed, so he ripped his begodim. So Rashi brings down that Loihoya Shom, the Mechiros Loihoya Shom, Reuven was not there when the brothers sold Yosef. Shehegiya Yoim Lelech L'Sham Shesov, because it came his time to go to help his father. Dovarach, another Pshat Rashi brings down, Asa Koya Besakoy Vetanisoy, he was putting sacks and he was fasting. Al Shebilba Yitzuri Oviv, the fact he did his Aveirom, that he changed around his father's bed, he took his father's bed out of Bila and brought it rather to his mother, to Leah. And then the next pasuk says that, Vayoshev Elocha Vayomer. Then Reuben went to his brothers and he said, Hayeled Einenu, our brother is not there. Vani Ono Anivo, where can I go? And Rashi says, Ono Evrach Mitzar Shalabo, where can I run away from the tsar, the pain of my father? The question is, how come Reuven felt so bad now about the pain of his father, and how come right now he was doing tshuva for the chet shel Bilba Yitzue Aviv? Like, how, what does it have to do with it right now, the fact that he's trying to save Yosef, to do tshuva on the avera that he did? Also, the Medrash says on this pasuk that Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'olam Lo'echot Odom Lofonai V'yosa Tshuva. Nobody ever did an avera and did tshuva. And you're the first one to start to do tshuva, you Reuven. Is chayecha sheben bincha oimed opasech b'tshuva tchila zeh hosheya. Shoma shuva yischol ad Hashem lekecha. Heiz b'schus zeh, b'schus of Reuven, Hosheya also did tshuva. The question is, what do you mean Reuven is the first one to do tshuva? We know Adam Rishon did tshuva on his chet. Other people did tshuva before on their chet. How come here Hashem is saying the first one to do tshuva is Reuven? And how come right now, by the mice of selling Yosef, now he is doing tshuva for the avera that he did, Shabilba Yitzue Oviv? And the Beselevi says that the pshat is that Reuven now was feeling terrible, because what Reuven did was he took his father's bed away from Bila. In other words, he didn't want his father to live with Bila anymore, rather to go back and live with his own mother, with Leah. Now, really, it was Yidua that Yaakov wasn't supposed to have any more children, because it was Yidua he's only supposed to have Yud Bei Shvatim. That's all. And he had already the Yud Bei Shvatim, the 12 children. Therefore, it didn't bother Reuven that much that he took his father's bed away from Bila. But now that he sees they're about to kill Yosef, so he figured, especially he came back, or he's in the middle now, the brothers of killing Yosef, he figured if Yosef is going to be dead, there's only going to be 11 Shvatim. And then Yaakov is going to have another child. So now he thought his avera that he did by taking Yaakov away from Bila was a terrible avera. Maybe because of that he's not going to be able to have his 12th child, the 12th Shevet. So that's why now Reuven was doing tshuva. And the pshat that Hashem said that Reuven is the first one to do tshuva is the pshat we know that the Gemara says, Koloimer Reuven chota enival otoya. Whoever says Reuven did an avera is only making a mistake, because Reuven never did an avera, like we're saying. Really, what Reuven did by taking his father's bed out, he didn't do an avera then. Really, he thought it over, and like the Mefarshim read down, he did it b'teres kibbut ein. He wanted to give cover to his own mother, and he thought it wasn't right that his father was not by Leah. It was bad enough that he was by Rochel. Now he goes to the shivcha of Rochel, bed out kibbut ein, he's supposed to go to his own mother. Now, the avera he did really wasn't even an avera. He just thought that he did an avera. So he was the first one to do tshuva for somebody just to think that he did something wrong, even though he really didn't do it wrong. His other Mauritian did an avera. So he did tshuva on an avera that he did. Here, Reuven really did not do the avera. He just thought, now he was thinking that maybe now if Yosef would be killed, the avera he did would be a terrible thing that his father won't be able to have, like another child. But really, they didn't kill Yosef. Really, the avera wasn't an avera. So Reuven was the first one to do tshuva, even though he really did not do the avera, but only because he thought that he did the Avera, so for such a Teshuva, he was the first one. Now we know what the brothers did. What the brothers did is Vayishchutu Sirizim Vayitlu Asakutoynas Vadom. They took Yosef's coat and they put it into the blood of a young goat. Like Rashi says, its blood looks like the blood of a person. Vayishalchu Asakutoynas Apasim Vayavil Aviyim. Now they brought his coat back to the father. Vayomru Soysmatzonu Hakino Asakutoynas Binchiim Loi. They told his father, look, let's see if it was his clothing or not. And Yaakov said, yes, it's my son's clothing, and therefore he thought that he was killed. And the Bris Kerov explains that the reason why the brothers did this, like to dip his clothing into the blood and show it to his father, why didn't they stop go home and tell the father, we don't know where Yosef is, he's lost, it's a pshat, because if they wouldn't have done this, then Yaakov would have been cheshed that the brothers killed him. And then Yaakov would have had a bigger tsar, would have felt worse. Now at least that they brought this to the father, at least now Yaakov would not think that they killed Yosef. So it will take away that much tsar. Even though they knew the father is going to have a tremendous amount of pain to know Yosef is not around anymore, but at least it took away the chshad that now Yaakov is not going to think that they killed Yosef. Then after Revi, the pasuk talks about the union of Yehuda, that Vayhi Beis Ahi Vayerud Yehuda Mi'esh Echov Vayet Adish Adolam Yushmechira. Now we talk about the Meister with Yehuda, that he went down and he got married to Teshua, and he had two children. First he had Er, then he had Oinon, and then they gave him a Shidduch with Tamar, and first Er died, and then he wanted Oinon to be Miyabim, and he didn't want to, then Oinon died. So the kids say Yehuda had two children, and both of them died. And then it says that Vayibra Yomim Vatomas Vashua Eshesh Yehuda, and his wife died also. And the Meister was later, we know he met up with Tamar. And the Pasuk says, Vayireho Yehudov Yachshevel Zoyno, Kikisa Sofoneho, Vayetelo El Aderech, Vayomer Hovano Avayalayach. And we know the Meister that Yehuda made Tamar pregnant, and from this came out Malchus Beis David, and from this eventually is going to come out Mashiach Meherav Yemenu. So there are two questions here. First of all, how come through such a Meister like this did it have to come out Malchus Beis David, and from this came out the Mashiach? Will come out the Mashiach Meherav Yemenu. We'll talk about this soon. First, at the beginning of this Meister, Rashi brings down that Lomo Nismecho. Why do we talk about the Meister of Yehuda now in the middle of the selling of Yosef? So Rashi says that Hisik Vaprosha So Yosef Lalamid Sheridu Echov Migdulosoi Kesherov Betzaras Aviyim, that the brothers made Yehuda, took him down from his greatness, when they saw all the tzaris, all the hardships that the father was having. And they said to him, Ato amato lamochroi, you Yehuda, you gave us this etzah to sell him. Ilo amato lahashivoi, hayinu shemim lecho, if you would have said to return Yehuda to our father, we also would have listened to you. So because of this, the brothers took Yehuda off his, down from his gedula. The Medrash says a little bit further, the Medrash says, Omru, that kol mi shu maschil b'mitzvah, v'einoi goimro, koibur es ishtoi v'es bonov. Somebody that starts to do a mitzvah, and he doesn't finish doing the mitzvah, he's going to end up to have to bury his own wife and his own children. Mimiyat talomad mi'yehuda, we learned that out from Yehuda. That was the story here. That v'yoy mi'yehuda lochiv ma'betza, Yehuda was one that said that why should we kill our brother, what are we going to gain? So he started this mitzvah of saving Yosef. And if he would have finished it, means he would have taken Yosef and brought him right back to his father. But he did not finish the mitzvah of Hatzolus Yosef. So because of that, like this Pasha says, he had a wife, he had two children, and all three of them died. And the Farshim say, what is the Midah Kineged Midah? At the Pshat is, we know that the Talmud Sheikah Tozoseim Shel Tzadikim Amaisim Tovim, like Rashi brought down before. So when somebody starts to do Maisim Tovim, starts to do a mitzvah, he's like, he has a son, that's his toldo. And if he doesn't take care of it, he doesn't finish the mitzvah, it's like he's being covered, like he's burying the mitzvah. And therefore, midah keneged midah, Hashem takes away your children from you, as if the teacher, when you start mitzvahs, we have to make sure to finish the mitzvah. This is a big limud, that whenever we start something good, we start mitzvahs, you always have to make sure to go and finish the mitzvahs. That's also like our Torah Sayim, to realize not to be kover the mitzvah. Now, the actual ma'isin that happened here, like it says in Pasuk Yudalid, that Fatosa Bigdei Almanusa, she took off her morning clothing, Me'oleho Batechas Batsoyef Batesalef. She sat outside in the main pathway. That Thomas saw that Yehuda did not give her shalom. So therefore, she sat outside like a zayna. Then the pasuk says, he turned towards the way. Let me come to you. Because Yehuda did not know that she was her daughter-in-law, and she said, like, what would you give me if I let you be with me? So the Medrash over here says, in Lashon of Vayet, that he turned away. The Medrash says, that he did it by force. And the Medrash says that the Malach was there, and the Malach was telling Yehuda, go and be with her. In other words, it's mamish mina shemayim that Yehuda was going to live with Tamar. So even though it looked like it was a ma'is aveira here, like really Yehuda did not know that it was a mitzvah yibam involved here, but he thought it looked like a ma'is aveira, but it was done because that's the way the Malach told him to do it. That was the Rotzon Hashem. And the first one speak out that for we spoke out from here came out the Malchus Beis David, from here came out the Melech will come out of Mitzvah, the Melech HaMashiach. The same thing we find later on by Rus and by Boyes, also a similar situation like this, that it looked like they did a Ma'is Aveira, and from them also came out Malchus Beis David, and Mitzvah will come out Mashiach. The question is, how come through such Ma'isim like this, that looks like a Ma'is Aveira, to such a Dabar Kodush, like Malchus Beis David and Mashiach, will come out from? And the Kitzur, the Al-Shech explains this in Rus, and the Al-Shech says that the Pshat is, anything that has a tremendous amount of Kedusha, the Satan, the Yetzirah is there to stare it, to stop it. And the only way a Dovah Sheb Kedusha can have an existence, can stay, is that it looks like some Dvar Aveira is being done there also. If it looks like some Tumor is taking place also, then the Yetzirah doesn't go to break it unless it stay. Therefore here, to build up the Malchus Beis David, and to build up the Mashiach, it had to be in a way, when Yehuda lived with Tamar, it looked like a Ma'is Aveira was taking place. Even though really he didn't do an Aveira Yehuda, it was done Apia Malach, and from this was a Mitzvah Yibum, but still it looked like a Ma'is Aveira was done, therefore the Satan left it alone, and from this was able to come out Malchus Beis David. And the same thing by Boyes and by Rus, it looked like a Ma'is Aveira, and because of that the Satan left him alone, and without the Satan, then the Dabash Kedusha could have a Kiyum. And came there, the Ramban also says in Parshin Vayikra about the Ser Lazozel that they used to send on Yom Kippur. It means that in a Pirkei of the Blazer that says that Shev Yom HaKippurim Hoyunoistin Lesotin Sheichet. They used to give to the Sotin Sheichet. Kadesh Lo Yivatel Les Karbonim Shal Yisol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know there were two Gerolois, Gerolechot Hashem, the Gerolechot Lazozel. So in order for the Havakim of the big Karbonis of Yom Kippur, the korban Lashem that made such a big kaporom, there also had to be a girl Lazozel that we threw out to the midbar. That was like a korban given over to the Yetzirah, to the Satan, to satisfy him. Therefore, it didn't have a shlit on Yom Kippur. It wouldn't be mavatol the korbanos of the kedusha that was brought to Tzarech the Klal Yisrael. Then, in Pesach Chaf Hei, after the Ma'isa, that they found out that Tamar was pregnant, we didn't know from who, so Yehuda first said that she should be killed because she was Mizana. And she said, she told Yehuda, look at these simonim and whoever they belong to, that's where I became pregnant from. And the apostle says, Vayaki Yehuda, Vayomer, Tzod Kami Meni, Ki Akeinu Nesatir L'Sheila V'ni, V'lo Yosef O'Le Daita. So Kitzah, Yehuda was Moida, Yehuda realized that he was the one, and therefore he didn't have a kilt. But the Pasuk says, Haker no, Lemiachai Samas Vavsilim V'yamato Eila. Look and see who these Simonim belong to. And the Medrash says here, this was a Mida Keneged Mida, that since Yehuda told his father, Haker no, Lemi, Haksoinis Eila, therefore because Yehuda said that, he had to have this in your back of Haker no, said back to him. And again, the question is, where's the midi connected midi here? From the fact that he showed this to his father, that he had to have a hakenah said back to him. And this is like Rabbi Chaim said before, that the need of midah keneged midah is to teach you what you did wrong. That's the punishment that Hashem does. Here also Hashem is showing Yehuda that when you said hakenah to your father, you should know it wasn't right, you should have saved Yosef, and therefore Hashem is making it happen to you. The same lashon, the same dibur of hakenah is being said to you also. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about Yosef, where he was sold in Mitzrayim, and Mamash Dashkoch, everything was going the malam in a teva. And after Shishi it says, V'hiachar advor melo v'tisei shes adoyne v'seineom, ha-Yosef atoy meshich v'ami. Then she wanted to live with Yosef. The Pasuk says, Ches v'yimo'ein, that Yosef said no, he refused. V'ayoymer leshes adoynov, hein adoyne lo yod itimam baboyis. Then after he refused, then he gave reasons why. Your master doesn't know anything was doing in the house. And then he goes to the Mumma. No, your husband trusts me so much, made me so worthy here. How could I do such a chet to him? And so Hashem says Medayik that the first thing Yosef answered back was Vayimoein. The first thing he said, he refused. He said no. When the Yetzirah comes to fight you, before you give excuses to tell him, to explain to him why you don't want to do it, you have to be careful. He'll talk you into doing it. So the first thing you have to do is say no. You have to say a strong no by Yemoein. He refused first. And then he went to say the reasons why it's not good to do it. And after Shvi, he talks about the Maisa with the Sahamashka and Saroifa. The key to the question they ask is, how come the Saramashka was saved and the Saroifa was killed? It should have been the other way. The one that gave the drink, that's a terrible thing to find a fly in the drink. And the baker wasn't so bad to find something in the cake. And by the Pesach, one of the reasons why we have Dalakosis is connected to Dalakosis here. The kids in the Farshim want to say this was a sinas chinam here. That the baker hated the Saramashka and the Saramashka hated the baker. So each one did the opposite to the other one. Therefore, the baker was the one that put the fly in the drink. That's why he was killed. The same thing, the Dalakosis is connected to sinas chinam that Klai Yisrael had then. That's why it came the Yerida down to Mitzrayim. All right, we'll stop here.